If you were asked to name your favorite story from the Bible, I think most Christians would probably choose something from the Gospel of Luke, the Gospel that we've been using for year C of the lectionary cycle. It's the only one of the four Gospels to describe the angel's annunciation of the coming birth of Jesus to Mary and the visit of the shepherds at Jesus' birth. It's the only gospel to tell the parables of the Good Samaritan, the prodigal son. And it's the only gospel to relate the story of Jesus and the disciples on the road to Emmaus. Luke's gospel has been sometimes called the most beautiful gospel written. But it is also, however, a challenging gospel. So what are we to make of these harsh words in today's gospel where Jesus says that he's not about peace, but about fire and division? This certainly doesn't sound like the Jesus we know, the Jesus who told us to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. What happened to angels singing about peace on earth and Jesus, the Prince of Peace? And how often does Jesus greet the disciples with the words, "Peace be with you"? But in our gospel today, Jesus seems to deny that. My friends, today's scriptures remind us that every Eucharist isn't simply a celebration of community with the risen Christ and with other believers. It is a recollection of Jesus' baptism, Jesus' immersion into his suffering and death. And when Luke wrote those few lines of his gospel, Christians were living through difficult times and circumstances. In many places, they were treated with ridicule, disdain, and intolerance. Jesus' words are addressed to them and to all Christians who have paid dearly for living their faith in their time and place. Brothers and sisters, to live the gospel faithfully is to become a contradiction to those around us. The gospel calls us to risk power, prestige, and even acceptance, and to stand up for equality, justice, and compassion that every individual possesses by virtue of being a son or daughter of God. My friends, the gospel of Jesus isn't easy. It isn't comfortable. It's challenging and demanding. And in its call for personal conversion, it can sometimes be divisive and confrontational. To be a Christian, to be a disciple of Jesus, is a way of life. And it enters into every part of our life. It isn't a hobby. To be a Christian affects the way we see everything. It affects the way we act in every part of our life. And yes, there are those moments when we do want to set the earth on fire, even as we're dealing with personal and family issues, and moments when we wish this world were already blazing with the gospel flame. But like Jesus, we know the cost involved, and that fidelity is about more than getting along or just making peace with the status quo. Like Jesus, we know that sometimes there must be division before there can be unity. When we take seriously the way Jesus lived and taught us to live, we'll meet up with issues that have to do with the poor and issues that deal with the way we treat our enemies. There will be those issues of human life that deal with the way we treat any human being. Jesus calls us to the hard work of seeking the mercy and justice of God and living the gospel of reconciliation and peace in our own time and place, regardless of the cost. In my life, I've had people ask me, why do you believe in all that Catholic Christian stuff? My answer is that I'm a Christian because I believe in all of that stuff, in the gospel of Jesus. And I'm a Catholic because I believe that this church has for 2,000 years struggled to preach and live Christ's gospel. I also acknowledge that this struggle has known sad and sinful times. But most of all, I am a Catholic Christian because of what we are doing here in this assembly, in word and sacrament. I am blessed to be part of a faith community like Incarnation that does what Jesus did, took bread and wine, blessed and shared it with his friends, and asked them, and now us, to do the same in memory of him. My friends, Jesus stands with us ready to teach us how to set the world aflame with hope and love. As Christians, we have a way of life that we want others to know about. We have a story to tell, and we will tell it. We will live it. And a lot of times, it will go no more easily for us than it did for Jesus. Blessed Mother Teresa lived this way of life. She picked up the dying and the dead from the streets of Calcutta, and everyone loved her. She took seriously the teaching of Jesus toward the poor and those left out. Archbishop Oscar Romero of San Salvador saw the way the poor and the powerless were being treated, and he spoke out. He took seriously the way of life Jesus taught. And because of this, the military shot him dead while he was celebrating the Eucharist. Archbishop Dom Helder Câmara of Recife, Brazil, is another example. He once said, when I fed the poor, they called me a saint. When I started asking why so many people were poor, they called me a communist. Brothers and sisters, our life in Christ touches every facet of our lives. So we try to live it everywhere, not only in our home, but also in our daily lives. And that's not an easy thing to do. So we come together today, as the early Christians did, to support one another, to extend a hand of peace to those who, whatever our ethnic or social differences are, share these same beliefs. But most of all, we come together to break open the Word of God and to share in the Eucharistic feast. We commit ourselves to this way of life, and we commit ourselves to follow the Lord. And we take more seriously our call to set the earth on fire in our own time, and to pass it on so that God, who has begun this great work in us, will sustain it along the way and bring it to completion. To quote St. Catherine of Siena, a doctor of the Church, be who God meant you to be, and you will set the earth on fire. My friends, as the words from the letter to the Hebrews, our second reading today, say, may we persevere in running the race that lies before us while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and the perfecter of faith. Amen.